This episode is brought to you by AppWork. Much more than maintenance, AppWork is advanced business intelligence. You can streamline your maintenance workflows and keep an eye on the leaderboard as service team members enjoy the gamification of maintenance. If that sounds interesting, visit appworkco.com. That's appworkco.com and transform your productivity today. Who is most at risk for, I guess, job loss or having their future freed up in the multifamily space on a go forward? Is it the site team? The site team being subject to centralization, which is already subject to automation. Those two things are happening concurrently. As fast as we're centralizing things, we're automating those things. But who is most at risk? Site team or is it corporate America? My speculation is that corporate America is more at risk than the site team members in the multifamily space. And I'll tell you why I think that. I think accounting team members are first and foremost, that the accounting departments in the multifamily space across the various multifamily assets and platforms is probably going to be the first corporate function that will fall away in a dramatic fashion, a very dramatic fashion. That is happening. It's happening right now. It's going to continue to happen. A lot of the things that they do today are going to be completely automated in a very swift fashion in a very short order. Marketing. I think that what's going to happen in the future as it relates to marketing is number one, it's fascinating what's going to happen, what is happening right now, but it will put creators and creatives and marketing individuals at risk for job loss because AI is innately creative. There's risk in it, right? Because the models that you use, the information, the data that you use to train said marketing GPT, or marketing Gen AI runs a risk of violating copyrights and different things like that. But marketing is at risk. I think shortly thereafter, IT is at risk. IT is at risk. And I think IT is probably less at risk simply because there are some infrastructure things that still necessitate IT, but things like tickets, any kind of little thing that happens on a daily basis that requires an IT or IT involvement is going to just be done by a bot. But IT is at risk because a lot of this stuff, once the infrastructure is put in place and the AI is coming into the system and the AI is being used to make decisions, at some point you just have prompt engineers in your organization who are prompting various things to happen within your IT infrastructure. And most of that stuff is going to be done offsite in a centralized way or in an automated way, none unlike a lot of the other shared services that we're putting into centralized and automated routines today in the multifamily space. And then on the heels of that is certainly the HR, a lot of the HR components that you do at a corporate level or in a shared services way. Certainly sourcing for applicants, certainly going through resumes, certainly doing some of the front side interviewing process, whether it be behavioral based or motivational based, all of that stuff will be baked into an AI and we'll trust it because we can and we will. And it'll really kind of bring the top candidates to your attention. And on an ongoing performance basis, there are pieces of AI that are being built today that'll govern whatever KPI you want, whatever metric you want to measure in your organization. You can bring that up in the AIs that are being developed today, real time. And you can create those KPIs and you can morph those KPIs and you can communicate those KPIs and you can do the math behind those KPIs. Those giant spreadsheets, the days of maintaining giant spreadsheets in order to govern performance management that's based on KPIs, gone. It's totally gone. And you can govern that. You can show real-time dashboards where people can understand what their bonuses are tied to and how they can elevate their bonus. Or if they're off the rails, how they can get back on, because the AI will tell them, hey, you need to pay attention to X, Y, or Z in order to get that KPI back on track so that your bonus goes up. So anyway, long story short, all of that stuff is here. I know I've been talking about it for years, potentially years now, but it is finally making its way into the space. And I think over the next 18 months, plus minus, I think by next summer, the next summer's conference circuit is going to have use case after use case after use case after use case. And there will be a lot of weeping and wailing in the hallways because people will have wished that they got on board earlier than they did, because they're not going to see the exponential value of those early adopters. They'll still have a chance to get on the train before it completely leaves the station. But right now, to me, is the time when you get out there and you test things constantly. Test things constantly. Figure out how you can make room in your budget by eliminating other platforms and putting things really driven by AI. The underlying technology is AI and LLMs and et cetera. So anyway, that's it. Talk again soon. Bye. And I want to give one more hat tip to AppWork for sponsoring today's episode. Imagine carrying a digital make-ready board in your pocket with work order tracking and maintenance technician leaderboards designed to gamify the process and bring out your team's competitive best. As a reminder, if that sounds interesting, you can go to appworkco.com. That's appworkco.com today to learn more.